Good morning, Sunshine Country. 17 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock and 66 degrees here at our studios. Blue skies, sunshine, and really just a pretty nice start to this Friday morning. I'm going to have the opportunity to visit with Clarinda Regional Health Center this morning. And we have with us Kayla Cornelison. How are you, Kayla?
I'm good. How are you, Aaron?
Say your last name for me, Kayla.
You had it right, Cornelison.
I'm looking way too much into that. So how are things going, Kayla?
Things are going great over here.
So, Kayla, I want to talk a little bit about Kayla first. So what was it that led you to healthcare? Why did you choose to get into healthcare?
So just I like to help people. It's a sense of community. You build bonds with people in the community and just help them get back to their best quality of life.
So in particular, we're going to visit about cardiopulmonary rehabilitation. In particular, why cardiopulmonary rehabilitation?
Well, I have had some very close family members with some very serious cardiac events. Being with them throughout all of their treatments, their doctor's appointments, kind of gave me a feel of what they go through, which made me want to help people even more.
Okay.
As far as cardiovascular and pulmonary.
It's a huge issue in our society, is it not?
It is.
So can you help people? I mean, when it's all said and done, help people achieve a realistic level of recovery?
Well, that is our goal.
Yeah.
Our main goal is to improve the patient's quality of life, to strengthen their heart, and reduce the risk of future heart problems or hospital stays.
How's it changed? How has cardiopulmonary rehabilitation changed since you've been in it, or has it?
So I actually took the role over in May. I'm fairly new. So my involvement is just to help the patient get better.
Gotcha. So let's talk about it. So let's start, when we say cardiopulmonary rehabilitation, let's break this down. Let's start with cardiac first, okay?
Okay.
So
cardiac
why?
Rehab.
Yeah.
The purpose of cardiac rehab is to help individuals with heart conditions reach their best physical, emotional, and social health. Now, with that, I see people of all ages and all fitness levels. Everyone has their own individualized treatment plan. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all program.
Okay. All right. So you say all ages, and I typically think of older people, but you help younger people too.
That's kind of the stereotype with something like cardiac rehab, but I actually do have patients of all ages.
So what would be a common thing that you're helping with, let's say, a younger person, 20s? You have someone 20s, 30s, what would be some event that you'd be helping with there? Just curious.
So basically any cardiac diagnosis doesn't discriminate. You could have a 20-year-old that's had a heart attack. You could have a 30-year-old with stent placement. Really, it goes all directions.
Okay. Is there a qualification? Meaning, do I have to, how do I come to see, is it like, do I have to have an event or how does it work?
So as far as qualifications, the provider does need to place an order, and things that would qualify a person would be a heart attack within the last 12 months, stent placement, other coronary interventions, valve replacement or repair, coronary artery bypass surgery, also known as CABG, stable angina. Angina is just a fancy word for chest pain. Stable chronic heart failure. Your heart function has to be 35% or less for that diagnosis.
Okay.
And then heart transplant recipients.
Okay. So any of those criteria, you would be eligible for rehab?
Yes.
Okay. So then let's say that I qualify for rehab. So then how do I get to come to see you? How does it work going forward from there?
So insurance typically approves 36 sessions per cardiac event. The first session of rehab is me meeting with a patient one-on-one. We cover their medical history, current medications, and symptoms leading up to the event. Things we focus on in rehab are going to be lifestyle modifications. This is managing blood pressure, quitting smoking, taking medications as prescribed. Nutrition is a big component. We emphasize the heart-healthy diet. We want them to follow a low-salt and low-fat diet. We have a registered dietitian, Emily First. She actually meets with our patients one-on-one and gives them very good education as well.
Okay.
Another big component is going to be the psychosocial aspect. I help the patients deal with their feelings about the condition and also give them tools to manage stress.
Okay.
And, of course, the biggest component is going to be exercise, so we spend about 30 to 45 minutes of cardio and resistance training.
That's a top-to-bottom assessment right there, isn't it, Kayla? Wow.
It is. We like to treat the patient as a whole.
Wow. Okay, 36 sessions. I mean, we're typically 36 sessions. Is there one session a week, two sessions a week, one session a month? How would, when we're saying 36 sessions, how does that work?
So ideally, the patient should be in here 3 times a week.
Okay.
We have phase two rehab is what we call it, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if the patients are doing 3 sessions a week, that's typically 12 sessions.
Okay.
Or, sorry, 12 weeks.
Okay. All right. And then evaluate from there, right? I mean, this is something that you kind of monitor as you go along.
Yep. So every 30 days, I meet with a patient one-on-one. We reassess their goals to make sure that they are making progress. We make adjustments if needed or determine their readiness for discharge.
If you have a 25-year-old, their treatment, I would assume, and maybe that's dangerous to do, you know what they say, a 25-year-old's treatment would be maybe a little different than a 75-year-old's treatment? Or is it basically the same, just adjusted for maybe intensity of exercise or something? How does that work?
You know, it is, and honestly, the younger patients are more of a challenge for me because it's harder to tell them their limitations because they are so active prior to their event. It's hard to say, hey, slow down. We don't need to do that right away.
Okay.
So their exercise typically looks a lot different than the 70-year-olds.
What's the biggest challenge with that? I mean, are people are people pretty accepting that, yeah, we're going to have to, if I'm seeing you, Kayla, I'm probably going to have to make some lifestyle modifications, right? I mean, probably going to have to change. If I've experienced one of these events, cardiac events, what's the biggest pushback? The people, I would think diet and exercise maybe is a challenge for people, but I don't know.
Honestly, it's not even exercise. Diet is always the biggest pushback.
Number one.
Nobody wants to change how they eat. Yes.
Yeah. Give me my burger, Kayla. Come on here. So, that's right.
Give me that salt shaker.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Very good. And by the way, we are visiting with Kayla Corneliusson. You are a BSN and an RN, correct?
Yep.
Cardiopulmonary rehabilitation at Clarinda Regional Health Center. Okay. Anything else as far as cardiac rehab that we need to be aware of, Kayla?
No.
Okay.
If you feel like you could use a referral, talk to your provider.
And that's how it all starts, right? Coming through your provider.
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk about pulmonary rehab. So the purpose of pulmonary rehab is what? What are we doing there?
So pulmonary rehab, the whole purpose is to help people with chronic lung conditions improve their breathing, manage symptoms, and stay active.
Okay.
This includes exercise, breathing retraining, lifestyle changes, nutritional guidance, and education.
Okay.
So with pulmonary, their lifestyle changes are a little bit different. We focus on quitting smoking, using their inhalers correctly, and they have more of a focus on monitoring their respiratory symptoms and knowing when to call the doctor to prevent any flare-ups.
Okay. Who's it for? Who qualifies to utilize your services?
I will give you a short list. The
okay.
pulmonary list is very broad. So
okay.
if you have patients with respiratory conditions and they have symptoms, send us a referral.
Okay.
But the short list, we have COPD, bronchiectasis, pulmonary fibrosis, sarcoidosis, or lung damage from occupational exposure, lung cancer, pulmonary hypertension, post-COVID-19 complications, cystic fibrosis, or chronic pulmonary embolism.
Okay. What is, I'm going to mispronounce this, so just fair warning, bronchiectasis?
Bronchiectasis.
Yes.
Is
bronchiectasis. That's different than bronchitis.
Correct.
But it's with your bronchial tubes.
Yes.
Okay.
Bronchiectasis. Oh, you made me say it wrong. It's a condition. Bronchiectasis.
Yeah, bronchiectasis.
Bronchiectasis.
Okay.
It's a condition in which the lungs' airways become damaged, making it harder to clear mucus.
Okay.
It can result from an infection or a medical condition like pneumonia.
Okay.
Or cystic fibrosis. So basically, mucus builds up and breeds bacteria, which causes frequent infections.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see what else I can make you mispronounce this morning, Kayla. So, I love it. Okay, but that is just, that's kind of a short list though, right?
Yes, there's a very broad list. So basically, if you have a patient that's having respiratory symptoms, they have a known condition, send us a referral and I'll look further into it and see if they qualify.
So what do you, when you're talking lifestyle changes, what are you talking about there? I mean, you mentioned quitting smoking, obviously improving diet, but are there other things that people can do to improve their condition, pulmonary condition?
you know, using their inhalers correctly as many times a day as they're supposed to. Really, it's a matter of monitoring their symptoms, because with pulmonary patients, like an increased cough, increased sputum, fever, those are all signs that you should be calling your doctor so that we prevent flare-ups or frequent rehospitalizations.
Okay.
Another thing they can do is always home exercise.
Sure.
Just walking, getting out and walking every day.
What's breathing retraining? How do you retrain people to breathe?
So we focus on pursed-lip breathing. What that is taking a nice deep breath in through your nose, not your mouth, for about 2 seconds, and exhaling like you're blowing out a candle, and you want to exhale a little bit longer, so about 3 to 4 seconds, then you inhale.
Okay. Wow. So, but again, you sit down the first session, people, after they visit with you, you're going to talk to them medications and go through the whole thing, right, to get to know.
Oh, yeah.
What they're dealing with, their condition, and medication, and then you'll develop a path forward. Do you do sessions like you do with cardiac rehab, or is it different?
So pulmonary rehab is slightly different. They don't have a standard 36 sessions like per event. So typically pulmonary patients are going to be patients with chronic conditions. So hospitalization would be a qualifying event.
Okay.
COPD patients specifically, Medicare and Medicaid guidelines have like a 72 per lifetime rule. So depending on the patient and their assessment and like their pulmonary function test numbers, that kind of guides us to tell how many sessions they will need, whether it be 18, 24, or 36.
Gotcha. Okay. Kayla Cornelius-Nielsen with us this morning from Clarinda Regional Health Center, cardiopulmonary rehabilitation. Just a great way to improve your quality of life going forward after one of these events or conditions. It certainly can help you get back to doing things that you like to do and love to do, for sure. Who's your team, Kayla? Who do you work with over at Cardiopulmonary Rehab?
So I'm the cardiac pulmonary manager. I am also the nurse that sees patients every day. We also work with Emily First. She's our registered dietitian. Becky Franks. She is our diabetic educator, and she does a great job giving diabetic education to our patients, setting them up with continuous glucose monitoring if they're interested in that.
She's a good one, isn't she? She's a good
she
one.
She is. She's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Okay.
We also have a respiratory therapist, Susan Gray, and she helps with any pulmonary needs I might have or any questions.
All right. Very good. What else do we need to be aware of, Kayla, that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure that people take away from our conversation?
You know, cardiopulmonary rehab will give you the tools, the guidance, and the confidence to get back to doing the things you love.
There you go. And who doesn't want to do that? I mean, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. So ask if you qualify. And by the way, I would mention that the website, clarindahealth.com, you have a lot of great information on your website as far as your pulmonary team, a lot of like just frequently asked questions and that sort of stuff to learn more about what we're talking about. So. That's a good place, clarindahealth.com. You can find it there. Is there a phone number that people can call?
Yeah. So my office number directly to me is 712-542-8299.
There you go. What's the rest of your day hold today, Kayla?
I'm going to see patients till 2.
All right. What do you do when you're not taking care of people? What's fun for you? What are your hobbies?
I have 2 little boys. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-month-old, so they keep me very busy.
Yes, that is exactly
my favorite
right.
thing to do is to hang out with them.
There you go. And that is a great thing to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Very cool. All right, Kayla, it's a pleasure to visit with you to talk about the cardiopulmonary rehabilitation and all the services that you offer and how you can help people get better and live a higher quality of life is what you're doing. So thank you much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Make it a great day. Thank you, Kayla.
You too. Bye.
Again, that is Kayla Cornelison from Clarinda Regional Health Center, and she is the manager of the cardiopulmonary rehabilitation team and also the nurse there as well. She can help you get better. Give them a call. Again, Kayla's number is 712-542-8299, or go to clarindahealth.com. You can find their website there, and they have a lot of really great information that you can find and just kind of learn more about it. Absolutely. Reach out and learn more. Our thanks to Kayla for her time this morning.
Let's see what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country. This report brought to you by John's Heating and AC Services, providing value and comfort for your home and business. Now here's the weather.
Country Sunshine Weather.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Friday morning, August 22nd. Thanks for joining us, and good morning to you. Showers and a few storms are possible.